We're celebrating 25 years of being an independent station right here in Central Virginia. We've grown a lot in the last 25 years, and this year we hit a milestone. It was our first time going to South by Southwest and co-hosting the Public Radio Day Stage along with eight of our fellow public radio stations across the country. Patrick Komen and I just got back from Austin, Texas, where we got to chat with each of the headliners of the Public Radio Day Stage. Let's get into my conversation with Yard Act, and we'll hear performances too. It's WNRN. Hey, I'm Desiree Moses coming to you live from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. We're thrilled to be joined by Yard Act. Hey guys, how's it going?
Hi, Desiree. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. Do y'all mind going around introducing yourselves so we know who's speaking?
Yeah, I'm James.
I'm Sam. I play guitar.
I'm Brian. I play bass.
I'm Jay. I play the drums.
Congrats on the debut full-length record, The Overload. On WNRN, we've been spinning the title track, so I know that you all have been in different iterations of bands for a long time now. You're not new to music. So can you give us a quick rundown on how this project formed and how you came to the spoken word element of your music?
Yeah, we have all been in bands for years. We're quite ancient. me and Ryan were playing in bands over in Leeds where we reside. Ryan was playing in Menace Beach. I was playing in a band called Post War Glamour Girls, and we did a split 7-inch together in 2016 for one of our local record shops' 45th anniversaries. And that kind of brought us together, didn't it, Ryan, when we had to email each other about the artwork, and then we became friends, and then you needed a place to live, and you moved into my house in 2019, and we started a side project called Yard Act that was going to be an anti-internet band that didn't want success and just did four-track recordings and burned them onto cassettes for friends and was like a Guided by Voices ripoff. But then it kind of just sort of spiraled out of control in the pandemic, and the spoken word thing probably came from the first track we ever did, The Trapper's Pelts, which was, again, like, that was meant to be doing like an impression of Hot Freaks by Guided by Voices. And yeah, and then Ryan just really encouraged me to do that, to pursue that and do more of it, and then it just got out of hand.
And we realised we did actually want success.
yeah, we got greedy quite fast.
Yeah. well, that brings us to signing with Island Records, and there was sort of this push-pull between wanting to stay independent, but then, you know, there's that legacy of Island Records. So talk about what was the threshold that made you decide, you know what, let's go for it?
Money.
I think, yeah, just the people there were really great, and yeah, we spoke to loads of labels, and big and small, and it was just that, yeah, we just followed our instincts with the people that we met, really. That was kind of, and the money was, you know, we can do it full time now, so that's good.
But the main thing was that, honest, that like out of all the labels we spoke to, which was about 40, Island was the one that got what we were doing and realised where we wanted to go in the long run beyond the sound we're at now, and they kind of got our influences were a lot wider than sort of The Fall, and encouraged us, and have been really supportive of where we want to go. And also, we've been independent for years. It's quite tiring, so, you know, after doing it for long enough, we were just like, why not have a pop at being Coldplay?
Can you dig into those influences a little bit more? I know that Island Records sort of got it in the sense of a lot of written articles will sort of dub you guys as post-punk, and you all have gone on record as saying, hey, we're more than that. Our influences extend beyond that. So can you dig into those influences a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, hip-hop's probably like my biggest influence and has sort of shaped my musical. My life has been shaped by sort of like rap and hip-hop more than any other genre, but I you know, filter it through my own upbringing and life, you know, rather than trying to imitate it, but it definitely influences me more than anything else.
We're speaking with Yard Act live from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Yard Act, one of the headliners of the Public Radio Day Stage, co-hosted by WNRN. Let's get into performance. Yard Act live from the Public Radio Day Stage on WNRN. Woo!
eight ball, cause I'm trying to see what tomorrow's world's got in store for me. If freedom don't come cheap, I'm bartering hard with no room to give. Living my life as if my head ain't a complete sieve. Hold your horses, bandage up his bloodied knees. Coughing's been exhausted since 83, but from the causeway, it's hard to see the full extent of the damage. You couldn't see the woods for the trees, good lord. How am I supposed to cope in the age of the gentrified savage?
No,
kids these days think they've been outdone by the never even looked. Man, looked like I did once, got the whole thing wrong. Just fumbling along on the bottom rung, knocking boots and hoofing designer bongs. What you've got to constant hit, it's not worth what you pay for it. In my day, gear on the street was so weak, but eat your ambition in a matter of weeks. Just trying to envision the peak, and that's bleak. Yeah, that's bleak.
The overload of discontent, the constant burden of making sense. It won't relent, it won't repent, I'm too remaining in dissonance. The overload of discontent, the constant burden of making sense. It won't relent, it won't repent, I'm too remaining in dissonance.
Here's a brief message from our sponsors. Look here, what you need to understand is if you want to make some decent money from it, you'd be better off kicking that singer you've got in out the band and getting yourself a gig down the ground. I know the landlord for Andy and the baby up for giving you a leg up if you just give him a hand. Just don't be doing originals, play the standards, don't get political. I know what your singer's like, he'll end up in the back of the ambulance with a mic stand rammed up his ass twice over, all because he couldn't ignore the flag and be polite, sir. Show some respect. Listen to my advice, cause if you don't chance me on anything, you'll find I'm actually very nice. The radio stations of America, you're listening.
The overload of discontent, the constant burden of making sense. It won't relent, it won't repent, I too remain in dissonance. The overload of discontent, the constant burden of making sense. It won't relent, it won't repent, I'm too remain in dissonance. The overload of discontent, the constant burden of making sense. It won't relent, it won't repent, how to remain in dissonance. 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 How to remain.
Nice one. Cheers.
Yard Act, recorded live at the Public Radio Day stage in Austin, Texas during South by Southwest, co-hosted by WNRN. I'm Desiree Moses, playing back my session with Yard Act. I got the chance to chat with them before they took the Public Radio Day stage. Let's get back into our conversation.
One of the biggest masters of pop songcraft, Elton John, is a huge fan of yours.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So what does that feel like to get endorsed by Sir Elton?
Yeah, it's great. He keeps ringing me from all over the world, and I keep ignoring it because I think it's just someone like some freak from Toronto. That's like, and then he leaves me voicemails. But now I've learned that I can kind of collect voicemails from Elton John if I don't answer. So, but no, actually,
you could sample this.
He's like, yeah, I mean, I feel like he wants to give me his personal number, but he doesn't know me well enough yet. He's still vetting me. So he rings me from hotels. So I've had calls from Slough and Atlanta and Toronto now, and he drops me a voicemail. And then when I rang the hotel back, my wife was like, you can't keep ghosting Elton John. You have to ring him back. So I rang it back and like it went to the reception of a hotel and I was like, hello, is Elton John there? And obviously they were like, no, there's no one in the hotel by this name. And I was like, all right, well, I don't know what name they're staying here under, but I've just had a phone call from someone who says they're Elton John and it's come from this number. So like, can you leave a message and let them know? And then he rang me back again and I missed it. So Elton's, I mean, Elton, we blast like, Benny and the Jets was kind of our like leaving the venue van sung for the all of like last summer. It was like the first song we put on when we got in the van. So we think that was like Cosmic Waves, like sending signals to Elton. But he's, do you know what? He's, I mean, like, yeah, he's legendary, and his songs are incredible. And we've all grown up on Elton John and know so much. You know, his music is part of the furniture, and he's so switched on and tuned into new stuff. Like, it's not like he's just got behind us and no one else. Like, he's constantly looking for new music, and it's amazing to see someone of that stature who's been in the industry for so long still excited by new things and still trying to find new things, you know, to influence himself. Yeah. I can't wait for Elton John to do like a spoken word sort of post-punk track.
Yeah. Well, and y'all released a cover of Tiny Dancer too, didn't you?
Yeah. I love that song.
We're speaking with Yard Act live from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Thank you guys for being here. Appreciate it.
Cheers, Desiree.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers. Thanks.
Thank you. Cheers.
It was a reasonable take, but in the time that it took to find a beat in the break, the needle combing through the grooves of your mind had already stuck. And so you turned to a friend, yeah mate, you asked them what they had left. They stuck their hand down the back of their pants and said, I think the conversation might be reaching an end. I said, we can't have that. Oh, it over for my brother. So stay or whichever, oh, you prefer with fire. Yeah, there's no judgment, oh, and they understand it while we're standing round, hand in hand, watching the world burn away. I saw the narrative peak, though it was not evident. As we agreed, everything was so bleak that giving your 2 pence on anything was never worth a single thing. So we have become friends again, though I did not know your name. But come the morning following the night that everything changed, I was ashamed to recognize that it all stayed the same. Only understanding while we're standing round, arm in arm, watching the world burn. Woo!
Standing round, hand in hand, watching the world.